So I think we could maybe go through your cases. Now, these are actually patients you took care of?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Great. So why don't we go through some of these cases and kind of get it more in the nitty-gritty about how you manage patients with MDS as well as myelofibrosis? And why don't we start out with your 75-year-old man? If you could sort of briefly present what happened to him.
Absolutely. So this gentleman is 75 years old. He had no major medical problems prior to the evaluation. Presented with fatigue, shortness of breath, which is typical non-specific presentations for anemia. His hemoglobin at that time was found to be around 10.2 gram per deciliter. Normal white blood cell count, no myeloblast on the peripheral blood, and normal platelets. He had no history of smoking or alcohol use. There were no new medications. Most of the time, those patients will be seen by their primary care doctors. I would say nowadays, in 70 or 80% of the cases, the diagnosis is made on routine follow-up for those patients where they are noted to have anemia. This gentleman had a little bit more shortness of breath and fatigue. Usually, the primary care will do the initial workup, looking at common nutritional deficiencies like B12, folate, iron levels. And when those come normal, usually they get referred to hematologists that will take the workup to the next step. Eventually, those patients will undergo a bone marrow aspirate and biopsy to establish the diagnosis of MDS. So this gentleman had a bone marrow aspirate and biopsy that showed hypercellular bone marrow, which is a common feature in MDS patients, and it did show presence of ring sideroblast more than 20%, which also is one of the dysplastic features that we look at in terms of diagnosing MDS. Now, ring sideroblasts are iron deposits around the nucleus, the erythroid nuclei. It's a defect in the mitochondrial transportation of the iron, so they get stuck around the nucleus. If they are 15% or more, that's considered the ring sideroblast subtypes. It's not unique for MDS, so it can be seen in other types. There is a congenital sideroblastic anemia. They can be seen sometimes upon recovery of chemotherapy. They can be seen in severe alcoholism. Sometimes they can be seen with certain medications like isoniazid and in copper deficiency, which is always important to keep in mind that that can be seen in patients with copper deficiency. It's not a common thing, but that's easy to treat or fix problem.